We're keeping it cool this week at Rosie on the House with Thermal Advantage.
I've been looking into different ways to save money on my utility bills. I'd do it again if I ever moved. I'll tell everyone about Thermal Advantage.
We're talking insulation. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Couldn't have timed this topic any better, huh? Are you hot? Are you hot in your home? Well, we're talking insulation today,
oh, well,
and one of the things...
I'll answer yes to the first one, but not the second one.
You are hot. Yes, you are hot. Hey, if you've got questions about the comfort of your home, you know, insulation and comfort really come down to a couple of very simple things, but those simple things have changed as building science has enveloped our house. I've said it for years. I see people spend tens of thousands of dollars chasing a lower electric bill, and then they throw their thermostat up at 82 degrees. Makes absolutely no sense to me. If you're going to spend money driving to your home to a comfortable level, then at least be able to keep the air conditioner at a level you're comfortable at. That takes a whole house approach. I have a home that was built in the 60s. It's a masonry home. Yes, we've done quite a bit of remodeling to it. We've strategically done some things to it so that I can live in my house in this blazing heat at resort-like temperatures and spend less money than my neighbors who are burning up in their house at 78, 80, 82 degrees. You don't have to do that. And I'll tell you, I get the call all the time to lower my electric bill and to save money on my electric bill and to keep my house cooler. Shouldn't I just add more attic insulation? And boy, you hear the ads all the time about attic insulation, adding to it, adding to it, adding to it, adding to it. Well, let me give you a Rosie on the House building science fact, okay? In the middle of the summer, let's just call now the middle of the summer because it ain't going to get any hotter than this, okay? When you get your June utility bill, take a look at it and compare it to your March utility bill. And I'm talking about for all of you living below the rim, okay? Because in March, you probably weren't running your air conditioner and you probably weren't running your heater. So that March bill represents what we call your base load, okay? That's how much it just costs to run your TV, to run your refrigerator, to run your computer, to run your lights, to run your swimming pool, just to run your house, okay? Now, whatever your June bill is going to be, let's say it's $300. Let's say your March bill is $150. That's about right. You're going to about double your energy bill from your base load to your peak cooling load. So your cooling bill is $150. Yes, your utility bill is $300, but your cooling bill's $150. Stick with me here. I'm going to run you through a little math. The heat coming through the attic. I don't care if your attic is 400 degrees. The heat coming through the insulation, through the ceiling of your house, and causing a burden on your air conditioning system is only about 10% of your cooling bill. So in the middle of the summer, when it's the hottest it can possibly be, it's costing you about $10 to $12, maybe $15, to cool your house based on the heat coming from your attic. So you say, okay, doesn't make sense to throw a whole lot of insulation up there. You'll never get a payback. I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. That's a very logical conclusion to make. So where do we attack the heat gain in our house?
And that 10% coming in, that's not a number you made up. I mean, this is studies, and the energy companies will tell you that. The home energy auditors will tell you that. This isn't a made-up number.
Building Institute will tell you that. It's the facts. It makes no sense throwing R40, R50, R60 insulation into your attic. And then And then some people try and get you to add a radiant barrier to that. Boy, you're just flushing money down the toilet when you start doing all that. And then they want to put a power attic ventilator on. That makes a lot of sense. So you
suck
can
all suck all that hot air. Yeah.
Suck all the air conditioning right out of your house.
Oh, it does that too?
It does that too. So we're going to be visiting with an insulation expert right here beside me, Mr. Dennis Rodenberg from Thermal Advantage, celebrating 15 years in business. You've been in the Rosie Certified Network for about half of that time, for 7 or 8 years. We especially appreciate you joining us on Saturday here, and because I know that's your family time, and I know you're on the road a lot because you do your insulation work all over the state. We're going to be visiting with you about where do we address the building envelope, because I try and get people to picture this. If you could take your house and you could create a perfect R10 envelope, that would be the perfect, near perfect, thermally static home you could live in. But we don't. We throw R40 up in the attic. We throw R30 on the exterior walls. And the highest we can get on our doors and windows is about an R4 or 5 or 6. Some manufacturers claim an 8. But those are the big, big leaks. We're going to get back to addressing turning down your thermostat and lowering your utility bill all at the same time.
And we have calls from Flagstaff to Fountain Hills and Seligman. And if you'd like to join us, it's 1-888-767-4348. But I'm also going to give you this number, 602-277-5827, to get in as well this beautiful Saturday morning. Rosie on the House, we are a lot of things. We're a home improvement resource for every Arizona homeowner's best friend, and we're also passionate about the state we live in, which is why we bring in a special guest this morning, Erica Peterson from Local First Arizona, to talk about Independence Week. What is Independence Week, Erica?
Well, Independence Week is our annual summer party to celebrate local and independent businesses all over the state of Arizona. It's a week-long campaign, and there's three ways for Arizonans to really join the party with us. The first, and I think most popular way that everybody loves to join the party is with our golden coupon. It's 20% discounts. We now have 300 businesses accepting the golden coupon throughout the entire week of Independence Week.
If someone's left in the desert this late in the summer, they're a year-round resident. So this is a great way to help support other year-round residents. Look for the golden coupon.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you can just go to our website at localfirstaz.com and download the coupon. And you can even take it and put it on your smartphone and show the business that you have the golden coupon. And again, we have 300 businesses all over the state, from Flagstaff to Tucson and all over the valley, accepting the golden coupon.
Now, you've got a list of some of the great offers that local businesses are offering on that golden coupon. You want to highlight a few of your favorites?
I do. And again, it's all 20% discount. Some of the businesses do have restrictions, so just check our website again for those. Some members are accepting the golden coupon, like the Flagstaff Sports Exchange in Flagstaff. We also have the Duck and Decanter in Phoenix. Everyone loves their sandwiches.
Oh, man. That's been there for how many years has that been there, Dad? Is it even before your time in the 70s?
Longer than I've been on air. I'm going to say it's 35 years.
They just celebrated their 40th anniversary,
okay.
Actually.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, everyone loves their sandwiches. And the Phoenix Zoo, I know it's a little hot, but get there early. They are accepting the golden coupon as well. Let's see. And also Monkey Burger in Tucson, 20% off any purchase, not including alcohol. And for anyone who's interested in home improvement projects, we got a lot of members accepting the golden coupon as well, like Hardware Plus in Peoria. We have Harper's Nursery and Landscape in Scottsdale.
And Mesa.
And Mesa as well. Yes, they have two locations. We have Bedmart. They have multiple locations all over the state if you need to get a new bed or mattress.
Now, we have a lot of businesses that listen to the program. We have over 150, primarily, I'd say 95% locally owned contractors that support Rosie on the House. If someone's not a member yet, how do they? I mean, it's really expensive.
Actually, we try to keep it affordable for businesses. We know that a lot of our independent businesses are struggling. So memberships start at $49 per year.
And it's based on employees.
Mm-hmm, it's based on employees. So it goes up based on that.
I think Rosie on the House pays $95 for an annual due to be a member. I mean, I was being very facetious when I said it's expensive.
Of
it's
course.
A great opportunity to be part of a local business community.
Yes, yes. You join the local business community. We actually have 2,200 members and counting. They're all listed on our online directory at our website, localfirstaz.com.
Now, 2,200, you say?
2,200 and counting, yeah.
How many total local businesses are there in Arizona, you think?
I believe that number is much larger than that, over 40,000.
So you have room to grow, like
we
you
do,
said, and
yes.
counting.
Yes.
And this Independence Week, it's a pledge for local consumers to shop strictly independent that week, and this is also a great way to find, you know, maybe local businesses you didn't even know existed right in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Now, there is a statistic about how powerful a locally spent dollar is.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So for every $100, studies have shown, there's actually several different studies, for every $100 you spend at a locally owned independent business, 45 of those dollars actually stay and circulate throughout the community. And if you spend the same $100 at a chain, national or global business, that's only $13.
That's a three time differential. Mm-hmm. So exponentially, the Arizona economy improves as we support our independent local businesses.
Exactly. As we support our businesses, they support our community.
Find a local supplier. Go to localfirstaz.com. And all the listing of everybody's there, right? So if I'm in Tucson, I can find everybody in Tucson that's mm-hmm. there. If I'm in Flag, Camp Verde, Prescott, it's all listed by group.
Exactly. Yeah, you can just go and search on our website, either by category or by keyword, and just find the local business that you need.
And get a coupon.
And there is a mobile app as well. So if you're out and about, you're trying to find some place to eat today, and you say, you know what, instead of a chain, I'm going to find something local, maybe like a Garage or a Sierra Bonita or a Z-Tejas. You can go to your mobile app and type in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you can just go to, on your phone, if you just go to localfirstaz.com, it'll just pull up our mobile site, and you can just search from there.
Outstanding. Erica, we appreciate you being here this morning. Again, one more time, Local First.
localfirstaz.com, and get your golden coupon for Independence Week, June 30th through July 7th.
And if you're a business owner, you can call, sign up. They run you through a couple questions, find out how many employees you are, pay your due, get your golden coupon, put it in your door, and be part of this great effort to be independent this week.